Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all. We ain't got time for that shit.
We ain't got time, honey. We ain't got time.
Dang, it's been a minute.
It's been so very, very long.
COVID has just been, woo. This has been crazy.
Ruining lives, apparently. Yeah. It's been a lot.
It has. But we gotta be thankful and grateful for the little things.
Yes, we surviving.
We are.
And
we
are. Thriving in some ways.
There's been a lot of new stuff going on.
Yes, yes.
What's been new with you?
What has been new? So,
you got a tattoo that's cute.
That ain't new.
Oh, I mean,
I got that last year.
Oh, sorry. It looks so new right now. You're right. You did get that for your birthday.
Yeah, we did that last year. But I want to get new tattoos. I do.
I got a new tattoo.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
That's cute. When did you get that done?
I got this. I'm gonna have to pull.
I was like, y'all know Leash been under the radar. She's been off the grid. I'm trying to be like you.
I have. I'm actually going back off the grid. You know how Instagram you have to wait. I just post it so that people know to look out for our stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though we'll post on our social medias for Break the Narrative, but I was like, let me jump online real quick because I was looking cute. And I was like, let me jump online and let people know Break the Narrative is about to be back in full effect. So that's what I did. But yeah, so let me see when I got this tattoo. I got to jump on this page. It's so crazy because I really have been focusing on me and it's been fucking amazing.
And I do that in spurts. But it's so hard for me to stay off of social media sometimes. And then it's like I'll get rid of everything. Like I haven't really been on Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I have to be on Facebook because my work business page. Oh, my goodness.
And it's so beautiful.
It is.
I got this done August 19th.
Dang.
Yeah.
Lit.
Yep, got it on August 19th. So, and I got two piercings.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, for Brittany's birthday.
I remember that.
So, yeah, those are two new little things that I did.
Yeah.
And staying off social media. I'm about to go back off my face. I'm actually going to go off and then I probably might come on next year or maybe the year after.
Yeah, I've been thinking about ditching it too. It's really a distraction.
It is.
Like, it's such a, like, I get caught up doing absolutely nothing on social media, like scrolling. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I've been so much more productive when I don't have Instagram.
Yeah. And for me, like, even when I was in school, like, I would take the batteries out of my remote just so I wouldn't turn on my TV. You know what I'm saying? And that, of course, that's way back then. But it's like now that social media is so big and everybody's on there. And don't get me wrong, it's good for networking, it's good for promoting things. Wonderful, you can make hella money, but I ain't making no money off of no motherfucking social media, so why am I on there as far as my personal? Only people just want to see what you got going on. Y'all don't need to see that. Y'all don't need to be in my business. I'm gonna post what I want you to see, but I find myself more so like if I need to be reading, like, because I actually have like a ton of books that I'm trying to get through. And I could be doing that than to be scrolling on damn social media, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's just my mindset. And I done got like three of the books done since I've been off, you know? Or working on the business or working on my other businesses, you know? And just focusing on even work, you know? So just a lot of different things I feel like I've accomplished. And it's just been great. Like, I don't go on there to see what fake news is going on today because everybody's so fake on there. You know?
And, like, who cares?
Yeah.
Because it'd be shit that I really don't care about. Like, I got mad today because I was on Twitter and everybody was like, Cardi's going back to Offset. I'm like, that's her fucking husband.
Business.
And that's her business. Why
so
are y'all?
What? You know how many raggedy niggas y'all go back to?
So why are you so worried about it?
And y'all be fucking letting them teabag y'all hoes. So shut up. Who cares? What she eat don't make you shit.
And so why are you so worried about it?
Why? Like, if she want to be with his dog ass, let her be. Roof. Right. Okay, buy me all the Bentleys and cars and give me all your millions for me and culture. And if you want to do, you know, have that.
Yeah. I think I've gravitated more towards Twitter lately, though, because
love Twitter.
Because I like to write.
Yeah.
And I haven't really been blogging because I just can't get the creative mindset to flow the way that I really want it to. And I can't really, like, pinpoint what it is that I want to like write about lately. Yeah. Like it's been all over the place because part of me wants to be really candid about the shit that's going on in my life.
Yeah.
But part of me also
maybe that's the outlet.
Does not want to reveal everything to that level because I know it can get real
deep and personal.
Real, yeah, like real personal.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I love Twitter. Now that is one thing I did not get rid of. You know, I do like Twitter. But I did get rid of my Facebook and my Instagram. And I kind of was, like, I was on Twitter heavy and then I kind of strayed that. But I will jump on there on and off just to write a thought that comes to mind or whatnot. Also, I was doing really good on this weight loss journey. Lost about 20 pounds and gained about 10, 15. And I just gained it back, child. So.
You and me both.
My face still is not as full as it was. But it's still like, okay, slow the fuck down. Like, I'm drinking a soda right now, y'all. I'm like, goddamn well, I don't even drink sodas. I don't know if my period coming or what it is, but it's just like
that's usually what fucks me up big time.
Yeah, that's big, cycle shit.
But you know what? And it's so fucked up because my cycle's been so trash lately because of stress.
Yeah.
Like literally it's been like every other week. Like it's been super like inconsistent, but like what? And I've never had issues like that.
That's funny. That's why I went to the doctor today. I got a vaginal ultrasound. Because I was like, what the fuck is going on? Last month, my cycle was totally fucking off. And I never am off like that. And I'm still waiting on that bitch to come. I know I'm not pregnant or whatever. But I'm just like, girl, where you at? She is a fucking week and a half late. And like, it's probably stress.
It's probably stress.
Or when I was, you know, on my weight loss journey.
I wish that was the case.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Because mine is like, hey, girl, every other day. Like, hey, girl, we back. Yeah. Like, it's been 2 weeks. What are you doing? Why are you here?
It's stress. Yeah. And I'm just like, girl, where you at? Because I want you here. This is the first time I ever wanted you, and you don't want to be unwanted. You want to be unwanted. Bitch, I want you. I want you to be wanted. But now you want to be unwanted. Bitch, burn your ass.
Right. I don't know. But yeah, that's definitely been. It's stress. And I've never had, like, my eczema's flaring up again. Like, my back is ridiculous.
Really? Yeah.
Right now.
It's just stress.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? It's crazy how stress impacts, like, your body.
Your whole life.
And the last time that I had, like, real issues like that is when I went to the doctor. And it was actually around this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, the doctor's like, oh, you have a pelvic infection. But STD screen was clear. Everything was clear.
Stress.
No, nothing. I'm like, so how did I get an infection? From where? From what? She's like, oh, we really don't know. How don't you know? Like, what? I don't understand. Like, I take my probiotics. Everything is good. I'm not fucking hella niggas.
I don't understand. Me and Brittany be getting them colonics. We ain't supposed to, but we do. We still do it. Ooh, Brittany, don't yell at me because I done told the whole world now. But because we said we was going to go to our grave with it after we did it the first time it got cussed out. But, girl, we still be getting them. And they be saying, take the probiotics. Girl, we don't take shit. And maybe that's, I don't know. But at this
point. Probiotics are good for you.
It is good for you. But at this point, it's just like, whatever.
But, yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah.
So, I was worried that might have been it. But I went to the doctor. And they said, everything was good. Everything's fine. And, yeah. So, I was like, Okay. I guess.
Yeah, I've been taking my vitamins and just trying to live I was living a healthier life and then boom, it just fucked up.
And that's what I originally thought it was because the first time it happened, I was doing keto again. And you know, that'll fuck with your hormones.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well maybe, you know, the shift in hormones because I restarted keto after all this time.
Yeah.
Maybe my body's just not used to it. So I stopped.
Yeah.
Because I was getting ready to go to Miami. And I was like, bitch, we not doing this.
Yeah. Especially out of town. That's what fucked me up. I was doing so good. And then my Brittany's birthday, pum. It was like, what the fuck? But bitch, that was last month. And around the first month. And then I'm still, I got to. Because Miss Sarah, my homegirl, she just got her surgery and shit. Looking all good and shit. I'm like, oh, bitch.
Right.
Well, I gotta get snatched.
Okay. Somebody come snatch this gut, please.
Yeah.
I almost tweeted this today. I had a thought and I was like, I go back and forth between like wanting to be like one with the universe and spiritually aligned and trying to find the deeper meaning of life. And then the next day, I just want to scam niggas and get my body done and so I cannot reply to text messages. Like, what the fuck? Like, what can we?
I don't reply to text messages right now. Baby, I got a talking tummy. Do you hear me? Talking tummy talks and goddamn. I don't give a fuck. I will not fucking respond and leave your ass on red. The fuck?
I'm gonna play with you.
To do with anything.
Listen. So you can get ignored anytime.
Any day, any minute, anytime, anywhere.
I need to get like that. I suck at ignoring people. Unless you really piss me off.
Yeah, no, I ignore the fuck out of people.
I don't know.
I shouldn't even ignore.
I should.
Like family or just anything.
I just don't be wanting to talk.
Y'all, she's a bad texter. Like, don't let her fool you.
I am. I'll text back 3 days later. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so she definitely knows how to ignore people.
I don't do it on purpose, though. It's because I'm literally...
But at least you respond. Like, I ignore and never respond.
I'll respond back like, damn, I forgot.
For one, like, somebody that we know, cousin, continues. And it's like, do you not? And like, literally, you're left on fucking red.
You see that I've seen this.
And I'm talking about like every other day. And it's like, no, seriously, like, you're left on red. At this point, you with your crusty, musty ass, take your ass, and he's not really crusty, musty, but it's like.
But still.
You being a crusty, musty right now. Like, stop. Cut it out.
This is why my read receipts are not on.
Like,
because I don't need people to be like, oh, you saw. Because I'm that bitch. I'd be like, excuse me. It don't take 10 minutes to respond to this message.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love her. Oh, especially my baby. Listen,
I know
my
you
baby,
saw I what know, I said.
I get on my baby nerves. I'd be like, I know you seen. The fuck?
Don't fucking ignore me.
Do not. Please.
And it don't take that long.
It doesn't.
So answer my goddamn question. But yeah.
So yeah.
But yeah, that's what's been going on, guys.
Nothing too much, guys.
It's just a little, you know, we still living in the land of Corona.
Yeah.
So I went to Miami, right? Miami still has a curfew.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
They were saying that.
We were so mad.
Yeah.
So, okay, so for those of y'all that don't know, just had a birthday, so I'm officially a part of the 30 Club.
Woo-woo! Happy birthday!
We need our air horns. Brr, 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 brr. So, I am officially in the 30 Club, but I couldn't go to Jamaica like we originally planned, so decided to just go somewhere quick, went to Miami, just to get by the water, because I love the water. Mm-hmm. That's like my happy place.
Yeah.
So...
Y'all had a good time.
We did. We had a good time. Ate lots of shit probably shouldn't have. Went to the beach. Drank lots of Hennessy. What else?
Dope vibes.
Yeah, it was real chill. We didn't do nothing too crazy. Okay, but let me tell y'all about this boat party. Okay. So, my original plan was for us to rent a boat ourselves. Because it was just the three girls. And
who I went? You, Shell, and who?
My friend Jahan went with me. Mm-hmm. So it was just the three of us, and we were gonna rent this boat. It was gonna be like maybe $400 to split between the three of us, which isn't bad.
Right.
So we can drink and hang out for like a couple hours on the water. But they weren't picking up from Miami. We would have had to drive up to Hollywood in order for us to get on the boat. Mm-hmm. But we flew into Fort Lauderdale, and we didn't have a car. So we were Ubering. And I was like, I'm not Ubering again to go back that way and then come back. And then in a day or two, we're going to have to turn around and go back. Like, I don't want to spend all that money on Uber. So what we're going to do is we'll just find something else. Mm-hmm. So we found... this boat party thing that they were doing, it was like $100 and it was supposed to be like open bar, and you can ride jet skis while you're on the boat, and it's like two, three hour thing, right? So we get there and they're like selling wristbands, everybody's in line, they're like getting line check in. It was cool. So we get there and it's niggas, right? It's niggas everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, this might be fun, right? Because you got black folks out, everybody good, having a good time. So we walk down. When I say we see this boat,
it's little as shit.
First of all, it looked like, you know how they have them bath toys for kids?
Bad boat.
It's like, you know, the little bath toy, and it's got like the two things.
Yeah.
And it's got the little string. Yeah. And you know what I'm talking about. That's what the fuck this little boat looked like.
Little boat.
First, it looked like.
I know you fucking lying.
Like a tour boat. Like, they had the upstairs level, and they had like the thing over and all that. And there's like downstairs, and it's got like a little thing in the middle. Okay. That wasn't it. We got over that real quick once we got aboard the boat. Okay. So everybody gets on the boat. And the flyer said that there would be light refreshments. So we're like, okay, like the little finger foods and some drinks at the bar. First of all, this bar looked like somebody wheeled it from the dump down the street.
Well, of course, because you were on a rubby ducky boat.
They wheeled it from down the street, okay? And this man, do you know what the refreshments were? Motherfucking hot dogs, bitch. Hot dogs.
So this was some hot ghetto shit.
Hot dogs and Doritos, okay? Okay.
So Cookout basically sponsored.
First of all, it wasn't even Cookout because the man had the little hot dog rolly thing on there. And he was putting the hot dogs on there with his bare fucking hand.
I know, you fucking lying.
Sir, where are your gloves? You act like Corona's still not running rampant outside and you...
And first of all, y'all have a curfew. So, sir, you know... Oh, wow.
And that's it was crazy. Only from like 5 or 6 to... It was like 3 hours from like 5 to 8. But... So yes, so that then the alcohol. I've never seen these bottles of alcohol before in my life at all. Like nothing. I don't know who, because you know how you can buy alcohol from like Costco. Yeah. And it's got Kirkland's, yeah. Right? They've got Costco brand, but we know Kirkland's is a good brand. They got mm-hmm. good shit. Mm-hmm. I've never seen these people before. Like this wasn't even Admiral Nelson. Y'all know who the fuck Admiral Nelson is.
This wasn't even fucking no. wine from Kroger type shit.
No. Like this wasn't I've never seen.
Did y'all Google the shit?
I should have took a picture because I'm like, where did they get this alcohol from? It tasted watered down as fuck. It was just so bad.
For $100.
They had hookahs on board. Of course, that was separate. They had like the coalless electronic hookah. Okay, so like I was saying before I got rudely interrupted, they had the electronic hookahs, so that was cool, but that was $40. We got to ride the jet skis. That was probably the most fun part of the whole thing. We didn't get to drive them, but we still got to ride. Right. It was hot as fuck because it was a boat on the water in Miami. Mm-hmm. Then they had, the music was good, and they was playing some good stuff with some cool people on board that I got to, talk and meet with. I need to follow up with this other guy. I was trying to make him a client. Okay. So he about to be a client. He just don't know it yet.
He don't know
it
yet. Okay.
So, I mean, it had some good things in that.
Good. Well, at least, you know, besides the hot dog stand, man.
Bro. Yeah. I was like, what? Mm-mm. Fuck it. And he was touching them with his hands.
And people was eating them. I know they was.
It was niggas. You know niggas wasn't eating that. Mm-hmm. They was like, hi. First of all, everybody was appalled that it was hot dogs. Hot dogs? Y'all said light refreshments. I feel like we kids at a fucking barbecue.
At a fucking barbecue. Wow. That's crazy.
It was indeed hysterical. But other than that, I had a good time. I spent a lot of time at the beach. A lot of time at the beach.
So good.
Because I love the water.
I'm glad you needed that.
Oh, yeah.
You needed that. So good.
It was a nice refresher for coming back home after all of that. But... that's that. I mean, other than that, ain't shit. My kids went back to school.
Mine too.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Man, trying to teach a 5-year-old. Like, and he has no problems. Like, he would cry every day at home.
Yeah.
Doing virtual school. He comes home happy-go-lucky. Everything's fine. Getting all the gold stars. Talk to his teacher. He's doing amazing.
Yeah. I know. It's that. Yeah, I know. It's virtual learning is fucking hell. It's horrible. It sucks.
Yeah, and they're still off on Wednesdays.
But that's not too bad. But it's good, though.
Yeah. So they can fumigate and all that and make sure the stuff is clean.
I wish we had a day off during fucking
school. Okay. But, yeah. And I'm convinced that I had COVID in December. I know that's, like, everybody saying the same thing.
Yeah, everybody's saying that.
But remember how sick I was?
Yeah.
I was super, super sick. And I couldn't taste anything.
Oh, you probably had it.
Because I remember, I was like, dang, I really wanted, I was trying to eat, and I couldn't eat because I'm like, I can't taste anything. Like, oh, what the fuck?
You definitely probably have. I just got my flu shot yesterday.
What am I eating for if I can't taste? And I went and got some ceviche from my favorite Mexican spot, and it's like real lemony, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't taste that either.
Yeah, you had it.
So I was like, damn.
Yeah. Everybody pretty much was saying they had it, though.
Yeah, because it was bad. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. I thought about going to get tested for the antibodies just to see. But I don't want to. Yeah. I'm good on that.
And then you see all these people being
guinea pig
dummies for the
vaccine. Yeah. You couldn't pay me enough for that.
This man talking about he got it twice with the vaccine or some shit. I don't know. What?
So the vaccine gave it to him?
That's what he said.
So how you feel about this Cheeto man saying that he got cured in miraculously in this amount of days?
In fucking 24 hours?
That's bullshit.
He's fucking stupid as fuck. Okay, for one, this man told his people, stand down but stand by. And his people was like, we heard you, boss. And fucking is ready to fucking kill people. First of all, how you gonna say to these American people, if y'all don't vote for me, y'all ain't getting no damn stimulus package, because that's what the fuck you're saying. And you holding on to fucking money.
Stimulus ain't coming anyway.
It ain't coming no way, but I'm just saying. For him to say that, why did you think motherfuckers was gonna give a fuck? You need your ass out.
I'm tired.
He is crazy.
Like, I really think back. I feel like he can't be life.
No. Like, it's a shit show. You know how monkeys throw their shit at each other? Literally. It's a bunch of monkeys throwing shit show and fucking shit going. Shit, fuck, shit. That's all you can think about when you think of him. Shit, fuck, shit, fuck, shit. Like, your wife don't even fuck with you. Your son, like, it's just a whole shit show. His wife throwing shit. He throwing shit. They all fucking monkeys.
I can't.
Like, they want to call black people monkeys. No, no, no. No, no, no. Y'all are the fucking monkeys.
Up in here.
Like, I'm fucking show. Over it. This, and then he's, I feel great. I mean, did you just see him? All you can do is laugh.
Comedy.
He's a whole fucking...
Like, he's a clown.
We thought Chappelle was funny. Bitch, you're funny.
But the sad part is, this is real life.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, it's so sad. Then you see Kanye.
Bruh.
Go check yourself in.
He was so hype.
Go check yourself in.
He was so hype.
Girl, when I said he was so happy, it's like...
19%. I was like, what?
What?
I would get the West Wing ready, sir.
Like...
Sit.
You're no. acting like the orange man. Like, you're acting like you're part of the shit show. You're the other monkey. You're the black monkey. How they want to fucking black people. You're that monkey. You're the gorilla, matter of fact. They the monkeys, you're the gorilla. No, you're the baboon. You throwing shit.
Stupid ass.
You throwing shit, too. I was like, is this motherfucker for real?
He was like, get the West Wing ready.
And somebody said he gonna be in the White House playing his gospel music. And I said, this is just a shit show.
2020 is trash. Like, can we please?
People are crazy. But we're going to 2021 with this, all this shit. Like, it gotta get, we gotta do something.
It can only get better from here, right?
It has to.
It has to.
Cause, baby.
Like, what else? How? Who? What?
I don't know.
I just don't understand. Everybody just dying.
Yeah,
like,
that's a lot of people passing.
Like, away. I can't. Like, death has been everywhere. 2020 has just been terrible. Flaming fucking garbage.
A lot of people have been passing away. It's so sad.
It is. Like, I can't.
And then that's another thing. Like, he has no regard to all the people that has passed away from COVID and their families. Like, go sit the fuck down.
And you up here celebrating.
I've never felt better than ever in life.
That's because like, have it. Because he old as dirt. If he would have had that shit for real, he would be dead. Ain't no fucking way.
Because you already look dead. You would have fucking been croaked the fuck out. Like,
ain't
stop
no
playing.
Way.
He did that shit so he wouldn't have to. They told him he got up there with that debate and fucking looked stupid as shit. And he needed to stop talking and shit. So he's like, fuck it, I'm going to get COVID. I'm going to say I have COVID since y'all want to play me. And he's fucking dumb. Like, he don't even want to have another presidential debate.
All this is hilarious. Down to the fucking fly, bitch. Like, the fly.
Landed on that shithead. I told you, it's a whole bunch of shit. It's a shit show. The fly is the one that fucking sealed the deal. It's a shit show. Flies love shit.
Facts.
He landed on that damn head because it's a whole shit show. He wanted a monkey throwing the shit. I'm telling you. That fly was like, ooh, the monkey came over here today.
I cannot. Like, this is just too much. Even with the Supreme Court shit, like, I was at the nail salon watching briefly, and I was just like, you're not saying shit. So what are you up here for? Oh, I can't.
Who?
Hypothetical situations, I can't.
Who said that?
For the hearing, yeah. For what's her name?
Yeah.
For the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
She's stupid.
As fuck.
Like, what? You can't say nothing? Hypothetical situations. I can't speak on hypothetical. I can't because my position could be compromised. I can't. So what the fuck can you say?
Right, so why are you
like,
here?
Why are you even here? What are you doing? What are you going to say?
Shit show. All she want to do is throw shit.
I'm just done.
I'm fucking over it.
Over it. Like, I stopped watching. Like, I can't do politics. I can't do any of it.
Because it's just, it's so unbelievable.
I will do my part.
In a million years would I think.
I'll do my part. I'll do my research on the local people. I went and I voted today.
I voted yesterday.
Like, I can't.
Did you go to the Epic Center?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. It was in and out.
I tried to go on Monday and the line was wrapped around the building, but I guess because it was the first day of early voting.
Oh, okay.
So I went today and it was fine.
Yeah.
I was literally in and out.
I went yesterday in and out. Me too.
It was super quick.
Oh my God, it was so quick.
But then I walked by and the library over here on Clay
was wrapped around
the building.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I went to the Epic.
But yeah, so this is the world we live in, guys. This is what's going on.
I'm over it.
I'm very, very much over it. So, I mean, as you guys can see, like, today's a real shoot the shit kind of episode. We just catching up.
Yeah, we just catching up.
For real, for real.
We just wanted to, say hello.
There's one thing that we did want to talk about. Oh, and our other topic idea, that we should do that next week, when we talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to do
we'll
that.
We'll do it. We'll outline it.
Yes. That one definitely needs an outline. We will do that. But this week, I had somebody ask me if I believed in unconditional love, right? And I was talking about a situation where, I don't even remember how the fuck we got to this. We were just talking about weddings or something like that. And I said I had been to a lot of them. And I was like, I mean, that's a good thing, right? People are getting married and they're happy and all that. It's good for them. Mm-hmm. And so the conversation kind of evolved about like having divorce parties instead of like wedding parties. And then from there, I was like, well, I had been to one and kind of told the story behind the divorce party, which I will spare y'all that story. But the moral of the story was like, isn't that not unconditional love? Like, if you love this person, regardless of what they're going through, if you decided to get married to them, shouldn't you love them anyway? Right? So then that's when I said, I don't know if I believe in love being unconditional because I feel like everybody has their shit. Everybody has their deal breakers. Everybody has their caps on what they're willing to deal with and what they're not. And I don't know, maybe I'm jaded. Maybe my perception's a little skewed. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. They said that I probably feel that way because it hasn't happened for me yet, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. So, I thought that this would be
a really good topic.
A good thing to talk about. Because I feel like I'm broken. Like,
I feel like...
It doesn't make sense to me.
Honestly and truthfully, I feel like... For me, it's hard for me to just fall in love. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to give everything. I feel like unconditional love is I love you through anything. I love you through everything. And for me, like, I can't love you through just anything. I can't just let you just walk over me. I love you.
And that was my point.
You know what I'm saying? I love you wholeheartedly. But,
however.
But I will
self-preservation kicks in at some point, regardless of how much you love anybody.
Right.
So, I feel like outside of children, that's different.
Right.
Because children are innocent. They are not responsible for themselves. They
that's
are.
Your
but
child.
I feel like even when it comes to children grow into adults, then it changes.
Of course.
Because now you're responsible for yourself. I don't have to agree with your actions. You are an adult. You can live your own life. So
I love you.
I can
but
love
I may
you,
not.
But I may not be around to witness the bullshit.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you love somebody unconditionally, you are you're willing to put up with the bullshit.
But see, I have
at your own expense.
I don't know because I feel like I see both sides. Like I feel like you when you love somebody unconditionally, you're giving that person your all. But when something happens to break that, then you have to say to yourself, like, am I going to continue to be in this and I'm broken and I'm hurt, or am I gonna just bypass it because I love you? No, for me, I could not be like, well, I love you, so I'm gonna just brush that under the rug. No.
So,
because I feel like I do feel like when you are in a relationship and when you're getting married, it should be unconditional because you say for better or for worse.
Right.
Let's just be real.
Which is why y'all know how I feel about marriage. Like, y'all know my views on that.
And right. And then it's like, we say for better or for worse. But then it's like, when that worst fucking happen, you be so ready to throw the towel in or be like, fuck this shit. But then you look at our grandparents who be married or, you know, that generation.
And they put up with a lot of shit.
So that was unconditional. Meaning, I am here unconditionally to put up with it all. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, I love you.
However,
I love myself more. And my peace of mind is fucking everything. So bye-bye. I'm going to hurt over here and get the fuck over it.
Right.
That's just me. But it's a new generation. Now, am I saying you should know? Of course you should go into anything loving that person fully. But if we're saying I love you unconditionally, meaning whatever you do, I'm going to put up with. But then it's so fucked up because it's like when you do make those vows, that's what you're saying. I don't know.
I think they should change the wedding vows.
Did God make the wedding vows?
I think they need to.
Lord, we need to have a conversation tonight.
Listen, they omitted obey because people don't say that shit no more. Obey who?
Yeah.
Who?
Honor thy father and thy mother. Oh my God, this is a really, really good topic.
I think it's difficult, and maybe, like I said, maybe because I haven't experienced being that deeply invested in someone to the point where I don't see beyond that. Like, I feel like that's
what. Have you ever been in a relationship where something's happened and it's hurt you to your core, but you have stayed because you love that person and you try to work through it?
Yeah, eventually, obviously, it ended, but I mean, at that time,
I'm asking, have you?
Yeah.
So that was unconditional.
Ooh, it wasn't unconditional because it broke us eventually in the long run.
In the long run. But in that moment, it was unconditional. In that moment.
I don't know if it's unconditional because I hated that nigga after that.
So like, even in the moment, you just was just like, ugh. Like, I mean, as far as like you really did forgive and get past it.
I feel like eventually, yes. Once the hurt kind of faded away, you do kind of forgive and you move on.
So it's unconditional.
Okay. But I feel like if it were unconditional, like, shouldn't unconditional stand the test of time? Like, I feel like unconditional.
That's that Will and Jada shit?
They different. I don't know.
That's that rich money shit. The rich people problems. Rich people problems is unconditional love.
I was saying maybe it's different if you got two separate wings of the house and you ain't got to see each other.
Okay, because on different. This wing,
listen, we ain't no wing.
Ass over here. This the west wing. God damn it.
But I don't know, and I think I struggle with the idea of unconditional love because of the way that I am.
I think
and
I'm
my
afraid.
My track record. Because, and that's why I say maybe I haven't really experienced it on that level.
Yeah.
Because I feel like my, like, and you said for you, it takes a lot for you to fall in love. I wouldn't even say that I may fall in love. I don't know if that's what you want to call it. It feels like it in the moment, but it could be something else. But it's like, it comes in waves. Like, it's everything's good, and even when things aren't good, like, I still have the fight. I'm really ready to work and I'm doing this. But when it comes down to me, and when I start to feel like I'm outside of myself, mm-hmm. like I don't feel whole as a person, mm-hmm. because of things that are influencing me from this relationship or things that are going on in the relationship, and it starts to trickle down. It's not like surface level relationship. Now it's like fundamental shit that's affecting me as a person. Mm-hmm. Then that's when I have a problem and I'm like, okay, is this relationship worth the possibility of me losing parts of myself that I value?
Do you feel like you get in your head a lot?
I do. Mm-hmm. I get in my head a whole lot.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. Because I'm not saying that I'm not willing to like fight for things that care or that I care about or things that matter or anything like that. Cause that's 100% absolutely.
See, for me.
But once I check out, I feel like I check out and it's
totally.
It's things that trigger that checkout.
Right.
So that's where
it leads up to that checkout.
Right. So yeah. That's where the conditions come in for me. So I'm like, what is it really mean? What does it really mean to be there unconditionally or to love unconditionally? But just because I love you doesn't necessarily mean that I have to be willing to sacrifice myself for you. Because I can still love you.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that I love myself more. Right. Like I can't.
See, I think mine's is reverse.
And it comes down to choices. I think
it does.
It's a choice.
And that's true. And I think mine's is reverse. Like, mine's is, it takes a lot for you to break the barrier around me. And when it is broken, because, you know, we even talked about this. Like, damn, have I ever truly been in love? Like, when I was with Willie, he was my first. You know, we had a kid and everything. Like, I felt like, oh, my God. But you was all I knew. You was my first. You was, so it's that puppy love. That's that first time type of love. It was like, oh my God, like so head over heels because this is the first time I'm experiencing that.
Right.
And that's what I thought. But then I never, you know, like, oh, well, damn, have I ever made love? No. You know what I'm saying? It's like you really deeply reflect on your life. And for me, when it does take a lot, like once you get in, and I think I've only had, like, two people get in. Then I will love you unconditionally. But for me, well, I won't even say unconditionally because it's easy for me to let go if you do some shit. So that I'd be like, okay, no. Because I could put up with a lot of shit, but if it gets to a point where it's like, uh-uh.
So let's say, because it's easier to say what you like, things that are breaking points when it comes to like unconditional. So a lot of people will say like cheating isn't a breaking point, like because that hurts, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a breaking point.
But what, for some people it ain't. But what if there really isn't
a breaking point,
like anything major that's transpired to make you feel this way?
Hey,
like
that's some good ass shit.
What if your feelings just evolve?
You're saying whatever they do, no matter what they do, that person's still there?
No, I'm saying, what if they didn't do anything?
And you just change? I mean, you just feel like...
Because people change every day. People grow. People evolve. People
I feel like learn people, things about people themselves. People grow apart, too, sometimes. Especially, but I feel like, you know how you say they didn't do anything? Something had to happen. Even if it's small.
True.
Because it's not nothing that they can't do. And then sometimes it is they don't do nothing, but you got somebody else that's doing something or everything that you're not getting from them. So then you're over here playing, you know, like you're like, oh,
and it
my
makes
God.
You realize what you're really missing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because puzzles connect, and so when it's unconnected, but this puzzle is connected,
the piece fits,
and you're like,
and that piece you was
oh
trying to
my
force,
God. Right? And you can't force it, and when you are forcing things, it'll never work.
So, I think in a world where.
And I think, you know, it sucks because it's like sometimes you like this attribute about this person, but you love these attributes about this person. But nobody's ever going to be perfect.
I said that to somebody today.
Ever. And it's like, I like this and I love this, but I like this too. Why the fuck I can't have all y'all? But we're going to talk about that in my Bella Nigga episode.
That was a nice,
you know,
segue.
Right?
But yeah, like you want to piece everything together. And I feel like it comes with, nothing comes without compromise or sacrifice in some,
oh, I got a question for
some
you too,
way, shape, or form. So like what are you, I think it comes down to what you're willing to accept, what you're willing to choose. Are you willing to choose being in a space and choosing to love that person unconditionally? Because I think that unconditional love is a choice.
It is. I agree.
I think that you have to choose that. Because
even being in love is a choice.
Yeah.
Like, I love you because I want to love you because I am in love with you. Because
you can love somebody but not be in love with them.
Very much so. So I got a question. So what if you leave this puzzle piece and you're with this puzzle piece because, you like, you're loving certain things about this, but you're just not getting everything that you need. But this connection is just fucking amazing and crazy with this puzzle piece. What if you realize that it's not so good over there either?
Child, I don't know. That's why I don't make decisions.
What if you get...
That's why I don't make decisions. Like, I really...
Because then what if that happens because and I've always, another puzzle piece comes?
I tweeted about this today. I said, fear and decision making. That is the biggest thing that why I have so much trouble making decisions about anything. Is because of that. Like, with jobs. If I leave this job and I go to this job, what if I don't like this job? It sounds good. It looked good. But what if I get over there and I fucking hate it? My pride is not going to allow me to come back. So I have to make sure that I'm making the right choice, or I have to make that choice and I have to stand in that, period.
That's, and own it.
And own it. That's who I am as a person. If I make this choice, I'm going to stand in it and own it. Now, it may take me a long ass time to come to that decision and make that choice. But once I finally do, that's it. Because I've put so much thought, so much effort into making that choice that my pride is not going to allow me to go backwards. It's just not.
I feel like...
And that's probably something that I need to work on, but you know.
And I feel like in life, period, it's like choices and owning them, but not only that, like just stepping out on faith. I feel like everything is a learning experience, even if you are in this relationship, or, you know, you have that unconditional love, or you separate and it just doesn't work out. I feel like everything, even if it hurts you, your pain makes you better.
Right.
And you learn like something. You learn a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Even if it's shit that you don't want. Because a lot of times we want stuff that we can't have. And then when we do get it,
you don't want no more.
Because, like I said, everybody got flaws. So, are you going to love this person flaw unconditionally? Because you better be ready to do that. Because ain't nobody fucking perfect.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's why I was so single for so long. Because, child. Woo!
Listen.
Because, baby, I come with this shit, I bring the noise, and goddamn it, the other motherfuckers bring the noise and they shit.
Listen.
And you be like, listen.
And I think that's part of it. And I think people like me, like, who love the idea of love. Like, I'll say that. Like, it's not that. Like, we love the romanticism behind it. Like, it sounds good. It feels good. Like, you want somebody that feels that way about you. Like, and it makes you feel good to know that somebody feels that way about you. And then, like you know what I'm saying? It's like...
I guess that... Who I'm with now had to bring that out. Because I was not like that.
But that's the person that I am.
And it is a beautiful thing.
Because it's like, oh, this feels good. I like this.
Yeah, see,
and then,
I'm like, uh-uh,
and then I'll be like,
you touchy-feely, kissy, move. Oh my God, no. What are you doing?
And for me, it's the reverse. Like, initially, I'm like, oh, I like this. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, wait.
Yeah. See, okay. I'm off jump. Wait. I'll let you in.
This is too much.
What you doing?
This is too
Tap
much.
Tap on the shutter, move.
I Whoa. Can't. It's too much.
Yeah. See, I don't think all that's cute. It's so weird.
I do to a certain extent. But see, that's why I say I feel like I'm broken. It's me that's raggedy, because it's like I like it.
No, but I feel like a lot of people
until
are like
I don't.
That. But a lot of people are like that.
I like it. And I was talking to my mom the other day, and she was like, I mean, you always been like that.
Yeah. And see, same thing. I've always, like, my mom said the same thing. Like,
she was like, we are surprised when you like and stick with things for a certain amount of time. She's like,
right.
You like stuff until
right.
you don't until you fucking don't. Like it no more. And then you let it go and you move the fuck on. Like, yeah. That's just who you are. Like, yeah. That's who you are. That's who you've been. And I'm like, well, damn. So I've been thinking, like, what is there something from this pattern that I need to learn? Like, do I need to learn how to step back and evaluate and really look at the situations objectively before diving in
into
head
it.
First?
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm all in and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Knowing good and goddamn well that my track record says,
yeah,
this is going to change.
Yeah. But you know what? I challenge you to do that. Like, take from here on out, or not even just from here on out, but going into 2021... How about you do that? Just take a step back and not so be so in the moment, but really look at everything.
Yeah, because I am in the moment. I'm like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
It's all touchy-feely and
like,
it feels
ew.
Good. And I like the attention and I'm all giddy and like butterflies and I like talking to people and this is fun. And then I'm like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
And then you start, like, then that fades away.
Right.
All of that glitz and glam and the cute shit. Be like, ew. The cute shit fades away, and you left with what's really real. And then that's when you have to make that choice. And then you have to really start evaluating.
Then
what's what?
Yeah.
And what's real? And what's real? What's not? What you're willing to deal with? What you like? What you see? And what you can deal with long term? Because now,
because you're gonna have to deal with something.
That's where my mind goes. Yeah. It's like, okay, I see this. This turns me off. I don't like this. Yeah. Okay, you recognize it. So now, can you deal with this long term? Is this something that you're willing to put up with? Yeah. Can you compromise? Yeah. And then it's like, yes, I can, or no, I can't, or whatever.
Yeah.
So I think I need to step back and start doing that from jump instead of on the back end. Because that's typically what I do, is do it on the back end. And I don't know. But I really feel like I don't believe in unconditional love at this point in my life. Granted, those views can change.
Yeah, it can definitely change.
But I don't.
I believe in it now, y'all.
Oh my god. She believes.
I believe in it now.
She's a believer.
Yes, child.
I mean, I don't know. I want y'all to tell us what y'all think, though. Like, I want to hear what everybody else has to say about that.
Reach back out to us. Let us know what you think.
Because who knows? Like, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's a really good topic
to think about.
That would be really dope. I mean, and we'll key in on it some more too at our next episode.
Yeah,
that ties in.
It does. It does tie into what our next episode is going to be about. So I'm excited about that.
Me too.
But yeah, I don't have anything else. So we'll
continue.
We will continue this conversation. At a later date.
And we hope y'all are doing good. We hope everybody is thriving during COVID and 2020 and everything that's going on. We send all our love and thoughts with everybody. We hope everybody's doing good. You guys can email us, and we're back. We are back on the move, and we're just trying to thrive and get some things together ourselves. So. Yep.
Doing the best we can with this shit show this year, y'all.
That's all we can do. And these shitty kids. I'm just kidding. It's just a joke.
I mean, some people's kids are shitty, though, you know.
Yeah, they are. At least ours isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're blessed.
But anyway, y'all have a good one.
We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.